Friends, our current services have been focusing on some of the aspects of what it means to believe. And we started with the whole idea of our needing to be what we believe and sharing what we believe. And now we come to a slightly different aspect of this, and that is promoting what we believe. Now, I suppose that in some senses, sharing what we believe and promoting what we believe are similar, but there are also distinctions. And I wanted today to take the time to note that distinction and to reflect on it with you. Sharing what we believe is perhaps a more personal thing, you see. It is that matter of conversing with others specifically related to their faith and their commitment to faith, and encouraging people in the life of faith as individuals. Promoting the faith is more representing Christianity in the world, a more generic thing that isn't necessarily shaped in a conversation directed to someone's personal response, but it is the matter of how we represent the faith that we profess in this world in which we live. And it's not so much a matter of, sort of picking a verse in Scripture that, there isn't a verse in Scripture that says, go out and promote the faith. But yet there's the whole strain within the scriptural message which points out to us that we represent the faith in God's world and challenges us to do that with faithfulness. What does this engage us in? What does it require of us to promote the faith? Surely, if someone is promoting something, they begin and they stick pretty close to the matter of speaking positively and representing something positively. I mean, you have all sorts of things promoted to you every day. Every time you see an advertisement, or every time someone speaks positively about something, they're promoting it. And somehow we need to learn ways of, in a similar fashion, represent Christianity in the world. Not targeting an individual, but just uplifting the faith. It's not, you see, about criticizing others. It's not about winning arguments. It is about positively representing the Christian faith in the world in which we live. Our culture today has a strong element in it of labeling and name-calling. I find it fascinating when even, let's leave the internet aside, but even in things like letters to the editor in the newspaper, it's amazing how often what it boils down to is calling someone of a different opinion a bit of a nasty name. You know, it gets there very quickly, sometimes even before anything is offered by way of differing viewpoint. There is that tendency in our world, an ease of just labeling people. And that happens about Christianity too, you know. Now, I'm not suggesting that every time someone says anything negative about Christianity that we need to immediately, sort of rise up and argue with them. In fact, quite the contrary. It is that somehow we must be also vigorous and intentional in presenting what we believe to the world in positive terms. And it's not about winning an argument. It's not about criticizing the opinions of others who may differ from us. It's a matter, first of all, of presenting the faith in positive terms. And this becomes its own counterbalance to those who do otherwise. And we must be really cautious, you know, when we represent other people's opinions and beliefs, that we are as fair in how we characterize them, if should we refer to them, as we would hope that they would be about representing Christianity. Because, as you have had the experience too, I'm sure, sometimes one hears someone else describe Christianity in terms that you barely recognize, because they are opinions based upon perhaps the worst examples of Christianity that are out there, or really just represent a misunderstanding of what the Christian faith is all about. And our positive representation of Christianity is not, of course, to rise up and scream against them, but first of all, to make sure that a clear and positive presentation of faith is available in the world. If people don't understand what Christianity is, then I guess we must accept some of the responsibility for their not knowing. Because who is going to tell them or share with them a positive view of Christianity but those who believe it? We also, of course, as in the case of sharing the faith, need to demonstrate some consistency to the extent to which we are recognizable in what we say about the faith. Our other attitudes and our other conduct of ourselves must somehow also reflect what our words say. Now, in this, I want to draw a distinction, because I'm really talking about promoting the faith, not promoting the church. Now, they come together at a certain point, but they are distinctive also. I mean, when we promote the faith, we're not just sort of saying, well, you know, you need to go to church. Or we're not sort of trying to pretend that everything that the Christian church has done in 2,000 years of history has been glorious. We would readily acknowledge But there have been times and seasons in which the faith has not been well represented in particular situations. But nevertheless, we speak positively about the faith because we do so out of our own experience of it and our own knowledge of it. I mean, many of the criticisms that people have about the faith come because they've spent a lot of time watching us. And they have a certain validity to them, even though they may only be part of the story. Now, you know, there's something else here that you may not think about. There is great value, wonderful value, in the faith being positively represented by ordinary people who sit in pews. I mean, when representatives of the church, whether they are at a higher national or international level of faith, or whether they are ministers in local congregations, are, you know, their sort of testimony in the world is sometimes discounted. I mean, they are really just taking care of their future, some people would think. But when ordinary believers speak well of the faith that they profess, that carries a very strong impact. And of course, one of the things that someone who is out to promote something takes advantage of is any opportunity that comes along to speak that positive word. And it's perhaps even less threatening, you know, than sharing the faith, because we're just talking about what we believe. We aren't even seeming to focus on someone. We are only endorsing something. This is a dimension of what it means to believe, that somehow we recognize and we prepare ourselves as best we can to be equipped to represent the Christian faith in a positive way in this world in which we live. And that involves understanding the faith somewhat. It involves being conscious of ways in which the faith, the Christian faith, makes an impact, a positive impact in the world. Because, you see, if those who believe the faith don't speak up positively on its behalf, who, in fact, will do so? So I invite you to think about that, because, you see, for each of us, our opportunities and circumstances are quite different. But that we may ponder how well we promote the faith, and how we might do it more effectively and more faithfully. It is, you see, just a part of being good servants. We're called to be God's people. And as I say, it's not so much a specific scripture verse that says, "Thou shalt promote the faith." It is our calling. It's innate to our calling as Christian believers that we represent the faith positively in the culture in which we live. And it's just a matter, you see, of planting the seed. This is not a matter of closing the deal. It's a matter of planting the seed. Because how are people's opinions about faith shaped? Not because, in most cases, someone sat them down and delivered it all in one huge load. But their experience of life, their contact with people who profess the faith, their what they read, what they see, what they hear, that this has little by little opened them to reflect upon these things. And to at least recognize that some of the representations of Christianity they may hear may be flawed or incomplete or misleading. So we simply plant the seed with the expectation that out of it all, God will bring forth a harvest. And we know that from various portions of Scripture, the parable of the sower for one, but then too that lesson from Isaiah that Peter read for us this morning reminds us that the Lord blesses the word. And we know from our own life experience that that blessing of the word often comes in strange and oblique ways, but it nevertheless provides the planting of the seed, which the Lord then nurtures and cultivates. So may we together, as a people, be attuned to how we promote the faith in the world around us. And some other day we'll talk about promoting the church. It's a slightly different thing, but for the same end purpose. Friends, this all is good news. Thanks be to God.